and think action as we are ready to go here. It's the Rams who get a steal and the second bucket of the game here as they get started. A little early, we had Star Spangled Banner sung by the choir here. Real nice job, too, by the way. The host, Sioux Valley Rams, wanting to get into the championship game. Although they'll be facing the Cane Cove Rookies when they get there, they'd like a shot at the Rookies. I guess Sandpoint, they've already had their shots at them, and they get plenty of them during the season. They know what to expect, but they're going to do what they can here against the Rams. As there's a shot there by Lindsay, and off the mark, it'll be out of bounds, belong to the Rams there, as in the backcourt for the Rams. They go with Maya, that's Dylan Beach that down there getting the ball inside to Grenier, and Grenier's their tall girl. She's a 10th grader. Beach also a 10th grader. Then they have the Johnston girls, as this is Aaron Haslam Gardner out here, and then Aaron with a steal. Aaron Johnston, and then Eileen also, and Eileen out there as well. And they're joined by senior out there too. Ooh, Holmberg with a nice block shot there. As joined out there by Mackenzie Moore in the starting lineup. That was Aaron Johnson trying to get the shot up, and Holmberg with the long arm smacked about out of bounds. As here's the shot by Moore. Long rebound, and Alexia's got it. Comes out to Gardner. She hustles it up court as the girls wearing their white jerseys, even though they are the visitors. Here's Paige following and fouled by Grenier. Great job by Paige to follow Brittany into the lane. Picked up the missed shot and puts it up and in. Tried to put it up and in and got fouled. And at the line, Paige with two shots. First one looks good. Just stopped her angle. Looked like she had it a bead on it. Off to the right just a bit. New referee here for the first time. We haven't seen him yesterday or today. And second one perfect for the young lady. 6-1 score here early. As Gardner will pick up Johnson way out front. Now over to Beach. And Holmberg with a near steal, but it's still going to be Lady Eagles basketball. Holmberg anticipating the pass there as she talks with Alexia coming up court. Wearing a little tape on the one finger as Lila has it. Now drops it off to Paige and over to Brittany. Open on the baseline. Good shot. Won't go. Rebound off to Moore. And Moore's going to split the defenders and get all the way up court for the shot there. But that misses and goes out of bounds off of Gardner. Didn't pick it up. She thought it was last touch by the Rams. And always got to grab it just in case if you're not sure. But I think she was pretty sure. There's Gardner racing up there. Moore protects it. Moore inside. Goes to Grenier. Shot there is good off the glass for two. Grenier with the two-pointer. The lengthy sophomore. She and Beach play a lot of minutes for this team as Lila brings it up against the pressure. So Holmberg now tries to throw over the top to Gardner and stolen away there by Beach, and there's a foul on Gunderson. It'll be out of bounds for the Rams. They lead at 8-1 here with 4:34 to go in the first quarter. Sandpoint, their second game of the day, their first game. They had the Nicolaitis Warriors this morning. Not that long ago. And here is Moore trying to work inside. No shot. Throws it back out. Last touch, though, by the Eagles. And it'll be Rams ball on the side there. Aaron Johnston will put it into play. Johnston And Aaron and Eileen, both seniors, there's a two-point shot. Good for Eileen, I think. Or was it Grenier again? Grenier again. And here's a near steal. As Aaron Johnston, though, travels with it. Lundgren gets over there and does a pretty good job crowding her on the sideline as she picked off that pass. So here comes Gardner. Little baseline jumper doesn't work for Brittany, and Lundgren with the rebound as Eileen Johnston comes out with it to Beach. Beach brings it up against Gardner. Now it loses the dribble, but recovers to get it back to Bailey Machenko. Machenko to Johnston. And Aaron will travel with it. Gardner in a double team. And a timeout across the way by Mom. Coach Gardner saves Brittany on that one. Usually she can pull that ball away from people and protect it well, but not this time. And so Rennell calls the timeout over there. Says, let's talk it over. Let's keep the possession. It's a 10-1 ball game. For the Lady Rams, they got out front here behind their big girl, Grenier. Kenna got the shot off the glass down real well. Plus, she's got some good height. The long arms, some good height. The solid 6 foot, or right at 5'11", and let's see, 5'11", and 61-64, something like that. 31-32. This pass over the top. Lila trying to find Holmberg down there. Bailey Machenko has checked in too for the Lady Rams, as Beach will bring it across the timeline to the right side. She has also India Roderick, a freshman, in there, and this is off the hands of Holmberg out of bounds. Beach will inbound. Comes into Machenko. And up top, Roderick with it. Faith Carlson is checked in now for the Eagles. The shot misses. Grenier gets a rebound inside, puts it off the glass for two. Now the ball in the hands of Lila. Ahead to Holmberg. And Holmberg saves it in the corner. Out to Lila up top. Lila swings it quickly down to Holmberg, and Alexia is fouled. Will shoot two. Grenier picked up her second, though, on the foul, and that's the third team foul on the Rams. So Grenier probably going to come out. We'll see. She does. As in now will be Maya Mosinen. And the second one good for Alexia. 1-2 from the line. As Beach has it for the Rams, trying to look for Machenko over there. She tries a shot, misses, and Johnson, Eileen, gets the rebound. Now down on the baseline, here's Vera down there, and passes over to Mosinen, who had just come in, and the sophomore hits a two-pointer on a baseline pass from India Roderick. Here's a steal now by Johnson. Eileen trying to pass underneath and stolen back by Holmberg. Gets it to Lila. Lila ahead to Brittany. Three-pointer on the way for Gardner. Misses there. Carlson, the rebound underneath. Rushed the shot just a bit. But a nice offensive board and cleared there by Mosinen. And now Gardner knocks down the pass. Last touch there. You're going to call the foul on Brittany. So it'll be Sioux Valley basketball. Gardner picks up the first team foul on Sandpoint, her first, obviously. And here's a steal by Alexia. In the passing lane, sees it coming, and Sioux Valley almost gets it back. So this will be Lila to inbound. Looking for Gardner. Now trying to go into Alexia. Stolen away there by Roderick. Alexia gives chase, and a hoop made by Roderick, the freshman. She'll go to the line for the end one. So India picks up the two-pointer. And Roderick at the line for one shot. Bounces around and off, and a battle for it underneath. Picked off in there by Machenko, picked up by Mosinen, and gets it over to Eileen Johnson for two. Now there's going to be a foul called on Beach as Dillon will pick up the foul, the team's fourth. Beach is first. There's Gardner with it. Uses the screen of Lundgren. In the lane. Tries a shot. Chase with the rebound. Got it. No. Get in there. Mullen. Gardner. Puts it in, Carlson puts it in. And here's the shot in close. And Lundgren with the rebound off the miss there. So the Eagles with the bucket there off of Carlson's follow. As Lila has it. Down low, trying to go to face, stolen away there by Mosinen. Got in the passing lane, tipped it out, and was quick to the basketball as Beach has it down on the baseline. Blocked out by Gardner. And goes to Machenko and back to Beach. Dillon trying to find Machenko on the baseline. Does. Back to Dillon. Three-pointer rattles in and out. But the rebound taken down by Machenko. Time winding down here in the first quarter, and a near steal by Gardner does steal it. Ahead it comes to Alexia, and out of bounds it'll still be Lady Eagles basketball. 18-4 score here in this first quarter as Gardner will inbound for the Lady Eagles. We got four. Gardner to inbound with 13 seconds on the clock here in the first. Comes over to Holmberg, but stolen away there. India Roderick getting in the passing lane again as here comes Aaron Johnson. Now over to Senko, and foul is on the floor. That was Moore that hit the shot, but the foul was on the floor, only the second on the Eagles, so to be out of bounds with 3.5 seconds here to go in the quarter. For Sioux Valley, leading here at 18-4, as the quarter's going to wind down on this inbounds play, likely. So it's going to watch out. I see Bailey Machenko open at the free throw line. Nobody has her. And now pitched in. There's a shot. Not there. Rebound by Moore. He gets it. Count that basket. Moore with the rebound puts it in. At the buzzer, and it's Sioux Valley 20, the Sandpoint Lady Eagles at 4 after one quarter of play. We're going to be back with more here from the Crawley Classic right here on KSDP after this 60-second timeout.
And we're coming back now from that quarter. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Thanks for tuning in to KSDP. It's our coverage of the Crawley Classic 2019 Lady Eagles up against the Sioux Valley Rams, and this is going to be a very tense matchup for both of our teams. They all worked really hard earlier against Nicolaitis, and Sioux Valley's not going to be any less of a challenge, but we've got great squads this year. Let's say thanks to one of our sponsors and then get back to the action.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Second quarter action, the Eagles will have the basketball, and Gardner to pitch it into play. Does so to Lila. Gunderson has maybe a try there, but doesn't take it. Johnson will keep it right here still. And it'll be Gunderson to inbound for the Eagles. Trying to come into Gardner, and the bounce pass gets away. There's Roderick with the steal and the score the night later. Coast to coast on that play. And we'll get back the other direction now, too, is Gardner hustling it up court. Had it tipped away, then tried to regain control on the dribble on the sideline. And caught the sideline with the ball on the dribble. So out of bounds. It'll be Sioux Valley basketball, and they've got Machenko with it up top. Machenko back to Roderick. Now Johnson comes over. That's Aaron. Aaron, dribble drive down the lane and face. Bumps into her there. Carlson picks up the foul. Carlson got her second, team's fourth. No, her first, this shows it as. Okay, we'll take that. 22-4 score here early in the second quarter. Grenier banks it in off the glass. Kenna has really worked that shot well around the hoop. As there's a push call on Sioux Valley. Probably go on Roderick, I think. It is Roderick picks it up for first, team's fifth. And down court, the long pass by Gardner. Frees him up on the pressure there as Lindsey Holmberg has it out front. Looks for Faith and Alexia down there. Faith has it, puts it up. No shot. So it'll be out of bounds. Faith and Alexia do a little high five there. Oh, my. The girls play different, that's for sure, and it's a lot of fun. Here's Holmberg. Saves that pass that was going into the hands of Roderick, but she comes away with it. Lindsay with those long arms. Able to get it. Here's Brittany. Works her way around. Got the shot. Won't go. As Grenier goes high for the rebound. Beach back in the game. And Dillon all the way up court to Roderick for two. Roderick just finding her way to the hoop. And the ninth grader definitely got game. There's a blocking foul on Beach. It's about foul number seven, I think it is. And that'll send Brittany to the line for a one and a bonus. 17 foul, four on the Eagles. And for Brittany, Gardner will try to pick up two from the line here. The first shot on the way is not going to drop, and Grenier with the rebound. Got to figure these kids are getting tired, too. Remember, they were sick for a couple of days there. Had to pass on the Birchwood Christian game. Then they come back and start playing games again. And they looked tired this morning. Around third quarter, late third quarter time, it just was like, just didn't have the energy level. They're trying hard as the Eagles down here to the home team. They come into Grenier. Good job by Page straight up on the hands, but there for the rebound. Off the miss was Eileen Johnston. And Eileen gets the two on the putback. So they're a tall team there that's not many rebounds they don't have a chance at. Here's Holmberg. The shot misses, but Alexia on the other side gets it back. That was Lindsay from the outside. Face underneath. This is the first time, and they'll still keep it here in this zone as Carlson gets a lot of offensive boards in there. Good job by Faith keeping it alive for the Eagles. 28-4, though. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Brittany got to get it in. Does Paige open? Free throw or a baseline jumper. And Paige goes down. I think Paige on the ankle. As Lila's going to come in. Paige slow to work her way to the bench. And for Gunderson, she'll put it in, for Gunderson back in play now as Gardner will have it. Now out to Lila. Three-pointer on the way, and Lila's got it. Boy, she can pump that in sometimes. You just think, come back and do it again, Lila. She usually has got one a game for sure in there, and hopefully more today. That makes it 28-7 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. On the corner for Sioux Valley, down on the block now, and there's going to be a travel call on Mackenzie Moore. As Gardner will have it for 10 points. Gardner bounces out to Lila. They cover up quickly, Moore does. Just bounce over the top, Roderick with the steal and Faith with the foul trying to get it back. 15 foul, second on Faith now. 4.5 minutes to go in a 28-7 game. As Roderick flips it over now to 50. We don't have a 50. I don't know who that is. And there's a steal by Gardner. Gardner working it up against Moore. Moore leaves her. Gardner pops it, and it won't go. Rattles into the cylinder and pops out. So Brittany, with a good hard stomp, got free. Had a good look, but couldn't hit it. Here is Roderick. Near the lane, down low to Grenier for two. So Grenier with another bucket makes it 30-7 here with 3:51 on the clock. Here's the shot, rolls around. Gardner again getting some good looks, but they are just not dropping for the young lady. There's Moore with it. She looks out in the corner there for teammate. Inside is Grenier, and the shot out there by Roderick misses. Carlson with the rebound. Comes out of there on the outlet pass. Ahead to Gardner. Brittany keeps the dribble. Now comes out on the left side. Over to Holmberg. She hasn't been open for a shot yet. As Brittany fakes her defender one direction, goes the other. And the missed shot into the hands of Sioux Valley. Here's Lila with the near steal. As Alexia poked a hand in there as well. And on the baseline, Roderick gets it off to Grenier for two. Roderick to Grenier. And that freshman, Roderick, definitely a potential starter. First one off the bench for sure. As here is Alexia down low, taken away by the senior, Eileen Johnston. As that ball came in on the side for Alexia, she tried to control it, and Johnston got a hold of it and ripped it back for Sioux Valley. In the corner for the Rams, looking for Grenier inside. Holmberg trying for the steal. Roderick comes up with it instead. Roderick in the key, got to get out of there. Maybe a 3 second call, no. As she does get out, ball shifts around. Roderick ends up with it, and the double team comes. There's going to be a foul called on Holmberg, I think, or on Gardner. Gardner picks it up. Now Brittany with another foul for Sandpoint. for first, apparently. Okay, well, we'll take the first. You don't want to argue those. Go over and show the book. Hey, no, that's her second. 16 fouls then on 10 point. Here's a shot by Eileen Johnson. Misses. Grenier rebounds underneath. This shot won't go. Eileen tries one. This one taken down by Holmberg. Lindsay comes up court on the dribble. Trips up in there. And no foul called as Lindsay loses a dribble going through two players there. Now down to Grenier. Easy two from Moore. Mackenzie Moore, the senior captain of this squad, with a nice assist there as Gardner hustles it up court trying to get that shot off the glass, and it doesn't go. Dylan Beach with it. Beach, oh, it travels with it. That's the second travel. The coming in now will be Aaron Johnston and Maya Mosin. A 34-7 score here with 1:22 to go in the first half. 10 point. Struggling here as Gardner tries to go inside to Carlson. And there's a travel call. Faith does a good job to cause the travel there as the rebound went off to Mosinen. So Gardner will inbound for Sandpoint. Gardner looking for people to move. And it's going to be out of bounds to Sioux Valley. Beach will bring it up for the Rams. Charges right up into the key there and then throws it hard off the hands of Mosinen. She'll come out up by, and both Mischenko and Beach hustle over there. Gardner, a little push, got to watch it there. Don't want to, as Gardner knocks down the loose, or that pass there, almost gets a loose ball, but Moore beats her to it. Beach tries a shot from the outside. Moore underneath gets the two off the glass. Good tough shot by Mackenzie Moore. And so the more we look at this team, too, for Sioux Valley, this potentially the matchup for King Cove tomorrow if Sandpoint doesn't get things going real strong here. And here's the rebound off a miss there, and Gardner will get two shots. Sandpoint having a hard time getting points here. 20 seconds on the clock, and it's a 36-7 score. But you think about tomorrow's championship game, and this might be the nice matchup for King Cove, is the way the Sioux Valley girls are playing here as the host and home team could give King Cove a good challenge. And that's what they need. The more they get challenged like that, the better off they'll be down the road, as Gardner, uncharacteristically, she has missed through four free throws now. And Gardner bringing it up court, fouled again. Beach with the foul, picks up her third. 19th foul, only 9 seconds to go, so Gardner will try to get these ones to go, too. She's normally a pretty good free throw shooter, and I think this is where you see those tired legs. These girls have been on the road for 2 weeks. They want mom's home cooking, or dad's. I mean, us dads do cook, too. And, oh, it's a one-on-one. That's right. I thought she was shooting, but Gardner was getting a rest at the free throw line and wanted to take a second shot, but I thought it was a shooting foul also. But a 1-1 it was. Okay, 36-7. That's the way the half ends, though, in favor of the host Sioux Valley Rams. They lead it large here after the first 16 minutes of ball. We got 16 more minutes coming up, though, and that's a ways away. We're going to have a halftime break, and we're going to come back here with our halftime stats and tell you a little bit about this first half and also what's coming up next for Sandpoint, the boys, after we take this 60-second break on your favorite station, What is that? KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. Back in 60 seconds.
Don't go far. We're going to get those stats to see how our ladies did. The scoring is low right now. That is a 2A school they're playing against right now, so it's a whole different ball of wax than 1A, that's for sure. Let's say thanks to our sponsors and then go back to Carl for the play for the analysis of the first half. The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the city of Sandpoint, to the Shoeing Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Shoeing Corporation, Tel Alaska, and also thank you to the city of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, and finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP. Back for the halftime stats now with Carl Pulliam down at the Crawley Classic.
Well, halftime here at Sioux Valley High School, just outside of Talkeetna here in North Anchorage, about an hour and a half or two. And the Sioux Valley, the host Rams, they get to set up the tournament. So how did they set it up? Well, they put Sandpoint over here where they get to play two games in a day. And a loaded bracket it is. Nicolaus Warriors been to the 1A State Girls Championship, I don't know how many years in a row now. Championship games twice. And then you've got the Sioux Valley Rams, the host team, also in this pool with Sandpoint. And there are they're a 3A ball club, not 2A. They are 2A. I'm sorry. They're a 2A ball club. Again, now they got to move back down to 2A, but still a formidable opponent at that, as, again, a class up from Sandpoint. And they lead it here 36-7 at the half, as it's been, certainly their depth that has a lot to do with that. Remember, our Sandpoint girls already played once today. And they just have the seven girls on the team there, and Emily Osterbeck, just a freshman, doesn't get a lot of minutes, didn't play in the first half, as she's still kind of learning the game there. And these girls from Susitna Valley get to scrimmage full court and all that kind of stuff all season long, and it shows. They've done well here in the first half, and they got a big girl inside, Kenna Grenier. A good shooter off the glass, quite a matchup for Duarte tomorrow if it's the Kinko Sioux Valley championship game that we're looking at. And right now, at the half, that's what we're looking at. For the girls, Sandpoint has Brittany Gardner, their senior leader. She's scoreless, and she's a tired young lady. She's done a lot of work this 2 weeks and is trying to play up here and do the best she can, but there's just a lot of guards bigger than her out there, and she's getting hounded by them, too, as they double-team her, knowing she's going to handle the basketball a lot. I think Moore's the one that gives her the most trouble, and Moore is a solid-built, probably 5'7 guard, maybe even 5'8, and their senior captain, Mackenzie Moore, and Moore and Beach, along with Roderick and Mashenko, have all taken turns on Gardner, and while she's gotten free lots of times, shots aren't dropping, not even from the free throw line. She's 0-for-4 there, so young lady, good heart, though. She's staying after it, but things aren't falling, and that's what we need to have happen when you upset the host team. For the girls, they have 3 points from Lila Gunderson on a nice shot from the outside, and then the only other field goal, a two-pointer from Faith Carlson underneath on the putback. And two free throws, one apiece from Alexia and one from Paige. That's the scoring for our girls. Leading the way, as we said, Grenier, the big girl inside, 16, and then four, five, six other players have scored for Sioux Valley as they have played 9 girls in the game. Grenier gets a block on Lundgren's putback. as Sioux Valley works it back up court. They go to Moore. Moore finds the range there. She gets around Alexia on the baseline over there. And for Sioux Valley, off to a quick start. Here's Gardner. This one over Grenier. She gets a good move in there. She smiles at her mom as she's coming up. I don't know what's going on, Mom. It just won't go. And she's got such a great attitude, that young lady. You just see players like that, and you said, if everybody played like that, wouldn't it be a great world? And just a great attitude, young lady. Here's Lila with it. Nice shot. And, again, she's got that good three-point look. Great follow through. That one doesn't go either. But got to take them. I mean, that's there. She can do it. And this ball is going to roll out of bounds. And we'll go to Sandpoint. So the Eagles will put it in play in the backcourt as Gardner brings it up for the Eagles. Now she'll charge down the right side, and we have a foul called on Lundgren, the illegal screen. Carlson will come in for Lundgren. As the girls set up on defense here. Here goes down low to Grenier, thrown over the top of Faith Carlson. Faith was right there, and that ball just made it over the top. And then inside, trying to help out there, was Lila, but Grenier just so much taller and longer. As here's Gardner, gets one to go. And Brittany looks almost stunned. finally, 44-9 now, actually. As here's Grenier, tries it. Gardner right there with near steal. And the shot good for Beach. That makes it 45-9. That's what happened. They put the points on the other side. That's why she was looking at that. I wondered about that, too. So now a 45-9 score, 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Beach muscles up on Holmberg. Lindsay gets it back open for three. Nope. And that one on the line to get there, but just didn't drop. Here's Moore working against Gardner. Moore goes back to Aaron Johnson, and now to Beach. Her three-pointer won't work, and both Grenier and Eileen Johnson hustling out of bounds trying to save it as Gardner will bring it back the other way. For Sandpoint, and here she works around Moore, kicks it back out to Holmberg. Lindsay out there to Lila. Now to Alexia. And up high to Lindsay. Beach goes for it. Almost fouls Holmberg as Lila has it out on the wing. Gunderson has it poked away. Now in trouble, but finding Holmberg over there. Lindsay will bring it back towards her, and they're taken away. A travel call on the Rams. Oh, as good a call as any right there. For the Eagles, they'll have it back. 45-9 score, 4.5 minutes to go. Great pass by Lila inside the face. And on the line, it'll still be Eagle basketball. Faith had good position. Lila fed it perfectly, but Grenier there to block the shot out of bounds. Now Lindsay comes out to Lila, backs up, thinks about the three-pointer, and there's going to be a foul on Beach. That's going to be her fourth. So Dylan will come out of there, but unfortunately you put in Roderick, the ninth grader. That's almost an even change or worse. 4:16 on the clock here in the third quarter as Lindsay open, goes back to Lila. She'll pass on the shot too. Beach with four. Wants Lila to... No, there's going to be a foul on Lila. No, out of bounds. off of Beach. No, they're calling it foul. No, Carlson. Shouldn't have been on Carlson, but she picks up her third. It could have been on Lila, but they didn't call that. The referee underneath had actually just called it out of bounds belonging to, he let that go. And then the outside ref made the call saying, no, there was definitely a foul, but he called on the wrong player. So, oh, well. But there was a foul on Gunderson, just got it on Carlson instead. So, right call was the foul. The one referee was going to let it go, though, I think. And here's a knockdown pass. Gardner knocks it down, heads the other way, and taken away off the dribble there as she got it tipped out of her hands just enough and picked off by Eileen Johnson for Sioux Valley. That was Mashenko that got the hand on it. Bailey hustling up court, picked up on Gardner there and just poked it away. Here's Grenier down low, shoots over everybody. As a 47-9 score now with 3:19 on the clock. Shot from the outside, misses for the Eagles. And Eileen Johnson in the backcourt goes to Mashenko. Mashenko keeps the dribble. Now to Moore. Work it over to Eileen Johnson for two. As here's Lila with it, out on the wing. Pulls up her dribble, now goes to Gardner. Gardner will charge down inside, tries the shot. Grenier gets a piece of it and the rebound off the miss. Lila doesn't see Moore coming and turns around just a half step late. So Gunderson to bring it up. Lila up against Roderick. As now she tries to throw over to Gardner, tipped out by Mashenko. And this will be Gunderson to inbound. Comes into Gardner, gets around her defender, over to Lindsay, and Moore over there to cover up any shot. On the 2:15 to go in the third quarter, reach in by Moore as Gardner put it in, but doesn't count. Moore comes out with her third foul. That's one thing about a team like Sioux Valley. You got enough players there. You can go through. They have solid eight rotation there. As here is Lila with it. Finds Gardner down on the baseline. Up top to Lindsay. Lose the handle on it and taken away there by Kayla Jolly, or Collie. I think that's, they have it as Collie, but I bet it's Jolly. They have the Jollies there. That's been a family name for a while. As here is Johnson with it. Eileen back to Mashenko. Ooh, reaching there on Holmberg. Lila holds her ground. Good tough shot because of it. And then Lila with the rebound off the miss to Gardner. And Gardner hustles it up court against Mashenko. Looks back to Lila as she'll go down on the post where Alexia is. Alexia throws back to Lila on the wing. And go to Lundgren. As it goes to Gardner on the little one-hander on baseline, this time it won't go. Rebound off to Eileen Johnston. And out of bounds it goes on the outlet pass. It'll be out of bounds for the Eagles. As it comes in to Lundgren, and Lundgren fouled there, she'll shoot two. Foul is going to be on Maya Mosinen. Mosinen picks up her first, team's third, a 51-9 score, and Paige at the line for two shots. First one is off for Paige. One more coming up. Lundgren pounds that ball, puts it up. This looks good. Oh, off again. Coming up short. for the girls here. Back on defense they go as Lundgren will pick up the foul. They'll be out of bounds and in play under their own basket for the Sioux Valley Rams. As there's Roderick to put it into play. Got Johnston out here, and Machenko goes to Machenko, and now she goes to Solly over there for the shot. Eileen with the rebound to Roderick. Her shot misses, and Solly keeps it alive underneath. Shot blocked there by Lindsay, and now out to Roderick. Lindsay with the rebound again. This time out to Gardner, and Gardner will bring it up on the dribble left side. Pulls back, three-pointer on the way. Good for Brittany. We just like to see that young lady score points as she works so hard out there, too, getting the ball around to teammates and then, you know, needing some points, and Brittany comes up with them lots of times. Key times, too. It's Lindsay near steal there, but picked off by Colley instead. Mashenko throwing high and over the top of her teammates. And a 51-11 score with 4 seconds left here in the third quarter. We wind down quickly. Here's Gardner going to try to get one off. Throws it up there, but not in time. That's going to be the end of the third quarter here. And it's the Sioux Valley Rams extending the lead. They're up 51-11 after three quarters of play. We're going to be back here in 60 seconds. You're listening to KDSP coverage of the Crowley Classic.
Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, at 8 o'clock, coming up in just a few minutes after this quarter, we're going to have the boys. They're going to go head-to-head against the Sioux Valley Rams themselves, the boys of the home team, always hosting. What a wonderful tournament the Crowley Classic is. Anyone that goes to that tournament knows it is just a signature event for these small school basketball programs across the state. It's an honor to go there, and I'm very happy that our schools have a chance. Let's say thanks to one of our sponsors, and then go back for the fourth quarter here on KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And we're back for that fourth quarter action now at the Crowley Classic.
To start the fourth quarter, it's the Rams with the basketball. Lila tries to get it back right away, and the ball tapped out of bounds on the line by the Eagles. Either Carlson or Gunderson got it. So it is Sioux Valley to inbound. Roderick goes right into Aaron Johnson, misses there. Rebound tipped around. Colley comes up with it. Gets it back to Moore. Three-pointer on the way. That misses, and Lila going after it. Now 3 seconds in the key on the Rams. Gardner will hustle it up court. Finds Lila. There she is, open for three. And again, a good look at that one. Off the mark, though, is Holmberg's going to have to hustle, trying to get in front of Moore. Gets it over now to Roderick, and Moore with the rebound put back, not once, twice. This time by Holmberg, it comes down. And then Holmberg throws out. Roderick sees it and takes it. Gets it back to Moore for the two, and she misses. Lila will protect this rebound a little better as Gunnarsson brings it out in the corner away from everybody. Then throws long to Gardner. Three on the way. Not going to be there. But it will be 10 points basketball. Touched out of bounds by Grenier as Carlson doing a nice job on the offensive board. They're keeping it alive, and Grenier touched it last. It comes into Holmberg, tipped out again by Sioux Valley. And Gardner will inbound. Comes into Holmberg. That shot misses there. Rebound by Colley. As it'll go to Roderick. Roderick, the freshman, has been outstanding, I think. One of the best ones here in the tournament. As Moore's shot won't go. Carlson with the rebound gets it to Holmberg. Lindsay will bring it up on the dribble. Has Lila with her. Hands off to her over there. Lila for Paige. Lindsay, three-pointer. Not there, and Lila chases down the rebound in the corner. Gunderson looks inside to Lundgren. Also has Lindsay up top. Holmberg now needs help, is poked away there by Moore, and a foul on Moore. Eileen Johnson just full of energy bursts off the bench to go over and get the loose ball. That was clear across the court. You don't see that very often. Here's Gardner with the shot from the outside. Moore with the long rebound, hustling it up court, and then travels with it. She caught it on her hip there, and Moore with the travel. This will be Moore coming out, Gunderson in. 14 fouls on Sioux Valley, 3 on Sam Point. Brittany trying to make a little room out there, finds Lila. Back to Brittany as Gunderson has a poke free, now goes inside, a reaching call. And 5 fouls now on Sioux Valley. This one on Aaron Johnston. Gardner to inbound. She looks for Paige, and now to Gunderson. Out on the wing, Lila's three. Good for Lila. Gunderson was bound to hit one of those. She's got a good stroke in that one. Nothing but net. 2 3-pointers in the game, makes it 51-14. Good job by the girls to find the open person there as this ball bounces around, won't go down. Paige with a strong rebound in traffic. As Eileen Johnston had it first. Now Aaron with the steal hits up in the rafters of the backboard support there as Paige was explaining to Gardner why she didn't get that basketball. That's all right, Paige. And there's a shot good for Gardner. Gardner banked it in out there from about 14 as Beach tries to go down low and does to Grenier. She gets the two. And Beach down on the floor. Dylan, I'm thinking an ankle, but kind of got her hands wrapped around her knee, but it's bent up where she just went down hard. Let's see. Oh, it could be. Maybe she hit on the face up around the cheekbone. And here comes some home cooking ice over here on the sideline for Beach. As Gardner and Gunderson will bring it up court for Sandpoint. Brittany with it against Machenko. Gets a screen from Lundgren over to Holmberg. First shot misses, and Aaron Johnston will bring it up for Sioux Valley. Aaron bounced past to Grenier. Still hangs on to it. Down goes Lundgren. As Paige gonna walk off to the sideline again. Basket was good, 55-16. And Beach is going out of the gym there. She's wearing headgear to protect herself anyway, so you know, I'm not sure what happened, but she did get hit high up cheekbone area, I think where she hit the floor, so we're going to take her out. But she obviously had an injury already in the head area, so that just exacerbated it. Here's Gardner with a steal. Gets it off the glass, and then Carlson tries to put back, and Grenier blocks it. Here comes Roderick, hustles it up court, and gets it over to Huffman for 2 points. Now Roderick is turning into quite a player for him here, as she's just a freshman. And Mashenko pushes on her counterpart, number 10, Gardner. Gardner goes down, and Mashenko gets the foul, her second. Team six with 109 to go here. As here is Gardner. Bringing it back to Gunderson. She one dribbles it and gives it back. As Gardner down on the baseline now tries a shot. Faced with the rebound. Carlson out to Lila. Lila down low to Alexia. Shot won't go. There's Faith underneath, and she'll be fouled by Grenier. 57-16 scored. And for Faith Carlson, chance for two from the line. The first one is off. One more coming up for Faith. The running clock winding down here pretty quickly. Grenier will check out now. And face shot on the way, won't go. As Aaron Johnston with the rebound, brings it up court. Clock winding down, just a second or two to go. Time's going to wind down. That's the end of our ball game here. It's the Sioux Valley Rams, the host Rams, going to the championship game tomorrow against King Cove as they take out Sandpoint Lady Eagles. 57-16, the final score. The Eagles never really get on track offensively as Gardner has a tough go there in the first half, going scoreless, but picked up a couple in the second half. And for the Sioux Valley Rams, well, they're a deep-loaded team, and they just kept coming in waves. We'll be back for our post-game stats and set you up for the boys' game coming up right after we take a 60-second break. For KSGP, yeah, 8:30 a.m. in San Antonio.
All right, thanks, Carl. We'll be back in just a few minutes with that update or the analysis for the game. Lady Eagles fought very hard. Sioux Valley Rams were just 2A team. You just can't compete with that sometimes. Here we go. We're going to play a word from our sponsors and then get ready for the boys coming up in just about 20 minutes. The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Shoemaker Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Shoemaker Corporation, Tel Alaska, and also thank you to the City of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay. To the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. And finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP. Coming back now for halftime analysis with Carl Pulliam as the Eagles lose this one to the Rams. Next coming up is the boys, and the Eagles, the Rams are going to go on to play the King Cove Rookies tomorrow in the championship game.
Well, it's a complete game victory here for the girls from Sioux Valley. The host Rams, Winnipeg, has 57-16 score. over your Sandpoint Lady Eagles. For the Lady Rams, the host team, they had three players in double-figure scoring there, and the big three was Kenna Grenier. As Grenier led the way with 22, then with 13, Eileen Johnston, and with 10, Mackenzie Moore. Young lady heard a lot about, too, was India Roderick. Roderick with just 4, but did a lot of damage on the floor. The ninth grader stealing the basketball, coming up with steals, good passes, and kept things moving. Also, tremendous defense out there, too. Bailey Machenko put in 4, 2 apiece. Maya Mosinen and Dylan Beach for the Sioux Valley Rams as they're victorious. On the other side, well, we talked about Brittany Gardner. Scoreless in the first half, came up with 6 points in the second half, but they were a hard-earned 6. With 6 also, Lila Gunderson, a 3 in the second and the fourth quarter, leading the way for the Sandpoint Eagles. And then with 1 from the line, Alexia Holmberg and Paige Lundgren with 1 also. Actually, it was Holmberg. Lindsay also going scoreless. Faith Carlson also scoreless, with 2 points, rather, back in the first quarter there. As holding Lindsay Holmberg scoreless is something in itself right there. But his girls are tired. They got 1 more game to go. They'll be playing tomorrow for Sandpoint. 5th and 6th place game will be against Fort Yukon. That game will be at 9 o'clock in the morning. So Sandpoint listeners, well, all you listeners out there in KSDP country, let's support our girls tomorrow and support our sponsors that bring you all the games here, too. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we'll start with the Sandpoint Lady Eagles against Fort Yukon. That game, again, 9 a.m. tomorrow. Well, the boys are up next, and it's about 13 minutes away as the Eagles will try to take down the Sioux Valley Rams. This will be a tough one, but let's see if the boys can come back and put a win together as Sioux Valley Rams and the Eagles coming up in 13 minutes right here on KSDP.
All right, Carl, we'll just hold on to the line for you here and wait for you to come back.